1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York, where President Biden addressed the UN General Assembly today about Ukraine.
If you allow Ukraine to be carved up, is the independence of any nation secure? I'd respectfully suggest the answer is no. We have to stand up to this naked aggression today and deter other would-be aggressors tomorrow.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is up next. But CBS's Nancy Cordes says Mr. Biden also tackled climate change.
He said, here's what awaits us if we fail to climate-proof the world. And he went through a series of recent climate catastrophes and argued that we would only see more of them.
Hawaii's Governor Josh Green also spoke to the UN about climate change following Maui's deadly wildfires. And today, stopped by CBS Mornings.
Between 1953 and 2003, in Hawaii, we had 6 fire emergencies. Last month, August, we had 6 fire emergencies. So for anyone who doubts that climate change is a part of this, they're not being honest.
5 Americans detained by Iran are back home. Here's CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
They arrived before dawn at a military base near the nation's capital, greeted by friends and family. They were accompanied on the flight by U.S. Special Presidential Envoy Roger Carstens.
It's an honor to be the first to welcome you back to the United States of America and to freedom.
The release of the Americans caps a complex deal the Biden administration struck with Iran, involving billions of dollars in Iranian assets and the release of some Iranians here in the U.S.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says there needs to be some serious progress to avoid more strikes by the end of the week.
Auto workers have waited long enough to make things right at the Big Three. We're not waiting around and we're not messing around.
So far, these strikes have been limited. Still no motive for the ambush murder of an L.A. County sheriff's deputy, but KCAL TV's Lori Perez says 29-year-old Kevin Salazar has been arrested there.
Deputies were led to Salazar's home, where they say they found the car and a number of guns, an especially disturbing point since Salazar's mother and sister say they'd called deputies many times as he spiraled into bouts of mental illness and was put into a psychiatric hold at least twice.
Elon Musk plans to add a paywall to X soon. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
In a sit-down live-streamed event with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he said,
"We're moving to having a small monthly payment for use of the X system. It's the only way I can think of to combat vast armies of bots."
Still no word on how much. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-330-1991. That's 1-800-330-1991. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-330-1991. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A week from today, there will be a full-scale hazardous materials incident training exercise in Wood County involving more than six local agencies. The Wood County Local Emergency Planning Committee, along with Wisconsin Emergency Management, is hosting the training to ensure that responders from multiple agencies can effectively coordinate their efforts in the event of a real emergency. The training will take place the morning of September 26th from 8 to 11 at ERCO Worldwide. They will close down an area on Highway 73 from the corner of Highway 54 to Wilhorn Road. There will be a heavy police, fire, and EMS presence, but there is no danger to the public and no hazardous materials will be released. It's Rail Safety Week. The Wisconsin State Patrol reminds us that together we can save lives at railroad crossings and train tracks. Find events near you at oli.org. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 72. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 54. Mainly cloudy skies. Chance for isolated storms again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 82. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, September 19th, 2023. Welcome into our number two of the big show. Coming up at 2:30, at the half hour mark, our friend, our colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Coming up a half hour later than regularly. He's a busy guy these days. Executive producer here at Civic Media, keeper of all tickets, and all around great guy.
And you know, he's going to be a little busy. He just got married, as we've talked about.
Yes.
And he's going to be going on his honeymoon. He's going to be gone for a couple of weeks. So he's got a little bit to take care of in
preparing
tomorrow.
I feel a little scared, by the way. It's like when the parents go away for the weekend, you're like, well, we get the house to ourselves, but how do we take care of ourselves? So we'll see. We'll talk to Luke at the bottom of the hour about, we'll talk about little Brewers, little Badgers, little Packers, and some news as well. Luke is the co-host of Town Call with our colleague and friend, Will Walter, every afternoon, 12:15 until 1, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. So it'll be great to have Luke here at 2:30. This afternoon for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Great first hour. A little scary, but a great first hour having Jeff Timmer from the Lincoln Project on with us. And remember, Jeff was a past executive director of the Michigan Republican Party. So he knows a little something about how you win and how you lose in Michigan and in the Midwest. And I had forgotten, I thought Michigan was closer to Wisconsin in that Trump in 2016 won Michigan by 20-some thousand votes. He reminded us it was right around 10,000 votes.
So even closer.
Even closer. And what he said is that this 2024 election is reminding him a lot more of 2016 than 2020. In that people are saying, oh, there's no way Trump can win again. Biden will probably win, but he's too old. We need to send a message. We really should have somebody new. We've gotten soft. I'll put myself in that category. We've gotten soft. We have forgotten how quickly we forget of turning on the news every day and seeing a lunatic talking about ridiculous things, about putting a light wand up your rear end. Or drinking bleach to cure COVID. Remember those days?
Yeah, I just think that very few people are excited by Joe Biden because he's normal. This is exactly a good thing.
That's what I'm saying. He's lulled us into sleep. It's like, oh, you have a normal person again. And by the way, Joe Biden doesn't go around talking about himself, to my frustration a little bit. I mean, because he has the experience. He is not about him anymore. It's about what I could do for my country. And here, he was at a speech last night, apparently, a private fundraiser, and someone was there. Here's what Joe Biden was saying last night. Quote, A lot of people seem focused on my age. Believe me, I know better than anybody else, he said, going on to use his experience as rationale for his reelection. Quote, when this nation was flat on its back, I knew what to do, he said. On Ukraine, quote, I knew what to do to rebuild alliances. When democracy was at stake, I knew what to do, he said. On the 2020 election, he declared, quote, we won convincingly, clearly, and without question, notwithstanding court challenges and an insurrection. He said he was running to protect the right to choose and to love who you love. Quote, I'm running because there are people banning books, he declared. He said across America, hate groups have been emboldened. He vowed, quote, I will not side with dictators like Putin, adding that, quote, maybe Trump and his friends will. I'm running because democracy is at stake in 2024. Quote, Donald Trump and his mega Republicans are determined to destroy democracy. I don't believe America is a dark, negative nation. Donald Trump does, he continued. He cited Trump's line of, quote, I am your retribution. Remember when Trump said that? I am your retribution. Last night, Biden said, did you ever think you'd hear a president of the United States speak like that? Just some of President Joe Biden's remarks from a fundraising dinner last night. You're right, Mr. Zommers. We have been lulled into normalcy once again. And we've gotten it into our heads that, oh, that could never, we can never go back there. Well, guess what? Jeff Timmer just reminded us that we can. And quite easily, by the way. And this is something we have to talk about. We have to remind one another that it is very possible that Trump could win in 2024 if people don't go out and support Biden. And I get it that he doesn't excite people the way that other candidates did.
But the QAnon culture war slows down for no one.
Exactly. This is not a time for no labels. This is not a time to send Joe Biden and the Democrats a quote-unquote message, because we tried that in 2016. And 23,000 people in Wisconsin voted for Jill Stein to send Hillary a message. I was not one of them. Unlike Jeff Timmer, I voted for Hillary Clinton, and quite frankly, I did so enthusiastically. But 23,000 people wanted to send Hillary a message, voted for Jill Stein, and we got Donald Trump. That cannot happen again in 2024, or we'll get another version of Trump. And I'm not convinced that he'll step down after 4 years. I'm not convinced that he'll stick to a two-term limit. They'll figure out a way to keep him in there. Back with your phone calls after this, 844-967-2789. Want to hear from you on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Club Forest Bar & Grill is featuring a mouth-watering tailgate pizza in honor of football season. But that's not all. Come see if you can win big with Pull Tab Happy Hour during Packer games. And don't forget their famous wings, only 50 cents during game time. What's more football than that? Lace up those shoes and come out for the next game. Club Forest Bar & Grill, 1176 Club Forest Drive in Plover, your Packer Party headquarters, and a proud supporter of Pet of the Week with WFHR and Southwood County Humane Society.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed,
miss.
Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show along Mr. Erin Zommer, our producer and engineer. It is Tuesday, September 19th, now 15 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you in here in hour two of the show. Coming up at 2:30, Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call with Will Walter. Lukester will be here to talk a little sports, a little news, and find out what is on his mind. Looking forward to that. This half hour, welcoming your calls. Do you think Trump can win in 2024, like our first guest, Jeff Timmer, former executive director of the Republican Party in Michigan, said that he believes he's now with the Lincoln Project. He believes, based on what he knows and sees, that if the election were held today for president between Biden and Trump, that Trump would win the Electoral College, not the popular vote, but the Electoral College. On the text line on Facebook, or on YouTube, pardon me, Ben says Joe Biden needs a more charismatic vice president, since he's not good at talking about his accomplishments without droning on and on with anecdotes. Okay? Actually, Vice President Kamala Harris coming to Madison, I believe, what, next week or week after? Coming to UW-Madison. And there was just a poll out, by the way, a poll out by CBS News, showing that the most enthusiastic segment of Democratic voters are Gen Z. 64% of Gen Z said they plan to vote for Joe Biden in 2024. So I don't know. I mean, I think Kamala Harris is great. I mean, if I would have picked the person that I would have thought, because I supported Pete Buttigieg, I voted for him in the Democratic primary last time around. But I got no problem with Kamala Harris. I think she's fine. But I mean, yes, I get the point that more charismatic speaking would kind of offset Joe Biden a little bit.
Yeah, the thing about Kamala Harris has nothing to do with whether or not she's a good person or charismatic or competent. I think she's all three. The problem is she is not a big, larger-than-life character like Donald Trump. And
nobody is.
Yeah, exactly.
They aren't. I mean, look what's happening on the Republican side right now. Trump is crushing everybody else, crushing them. Not even close.
He's just too big.
Yeah. As much as I despise the man, and I believe he's anti-democracy, I cannot, to Jeff Timmer's point, I cannot deny that he knows how to market himself.
That's, in fact, all he knows how to do, financial records demonstrate.
I'm going to go to the phone lines. Welcome your calls on this 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's keep it here in Madison on WMDX. Dick, listening to us in Madison. Thanks for calling in, Dick. What say you?
Well, I don't buy any of it. I think he's going to burn out, and here's why. He is already showing just how crazy he is. This last interview he did, even though he got away with bloody murder. I mean, I don't remember Joe Biden ever thinking that he's going to be running against Dwight Eisenhower. The man is losing it, and he's losing it because he knows he's up against it in a big way. And he's finally starting to crack, I think. I can see, you know, he looked just delusional. Now, I know that's not something you can put somebody in prison for, but he's going to show more and more and more of it. And then this nonsense, going to speak during the next debate, when is that? He's going to go and speak to the striking auto workers? Wouldn't that be like Ronald Reagan going and talking to the Patco people? Right. I mean,
I get the point, Dick, but as we were saying with Jeff, It's not that, and we're, I've got the comments up here. We'll maybe get to them from the UAW president. And yes, they're absolutely anti-Trump. But some of these blue-collar workers, if Trump shows up on the picket line, he's going to connect with 5% of them.
You know what? You know what, though? His crowds are dwindling. They're going to have cardboard cutouts. The biggest reason I heard he went to that Iowa and Iowa State football game is so that he could be seen in a big crowd. And then it turned out we saw what he got from a big section of the crowd.
Yeah, they gave some of them, gave him the bird. And I thought that was funny and great. And I appreciate you listening. I appreciate the call, Dick. And I'm because I'm genuinely interested in this. Did you grow up in Madison, or do you want to share where you're from?
Yeah, I'm a lifer.
Okay.
So I'm a bit skewed, and I can give you another background why I'm skewed. My grandfather was a founding father of Iron Workers 383 in Madison.
And God bless him.
Yeah.
You know, I've essentially lived in Madison for the majority of the last 20, 25 years of my life, and I love living here. But this, after I left the legislature, I had a coffee shop over on Old University Avenue. For those that don't listen, it's right next to University Heights neighborhood. It's a well-off, lots of university employees there, very liberal, very democratic. And I used to have people in 2016, I had people come in my coffee shop and laugh at me when I said in October, hey, you know what? Trump could actually win this thing. They laughed at me. They've kind of cajoled me. They came in the day after the election with tears in their eyes and looked like deer in the headlights and said, how could this happen? And I'm just telling you, Dick, there are people where I'm from originally out in Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center, which is a great place. There are people that I know that are not hateful, terrible people that literally because of right-wing media feel that Joe Biden is as much a threat to democracy as Donald Trump. They believe that.
Yeah, I get that too, but I'm really seeing things that are trending the other way with Trump. I really do, and I know I live in Madison. I'm somewhat skewed. By the way, I also went to high school with your former boss. I was 2 years behind.
Oh, really? That's fantastic. In the old Vilas neighborhood there. You know, he went to Dale Schultz went to Madison Central before it got torn down, Yeah, Madison West.
Madison West.
Yep. He went to started at Central and ended up at West.
So. Right. He was a senior when I was a sophomore.
Oh, fantastic. No, I mean, I get it. Thank you for being transparent because these are discussions we have to have. And I think that, yes, personally, what does Todd think? I find Trump reprehensible. I can't imagine voting for him. But I would be blind not to listen to other people in other parts of the state that feel very differently. And I think that's what Jeff Timmer's trying to warn us about, that you can't let down your guard.
One last thing. I've also read that it's from pretty credible sources that big money donors are pulling back from him in a big way. And they're terrified of him.
But didn't they? I just saw something over the weekend that the Jets owner, that goofball out there, he's doing the opposite. He's doubling down and trying to get donors out in New York to start funding Trump again.
I'll try and find that article and send it to you.
Yeah, I would love it. Dick, really, really, honestly, thank you for your call. Yep. Your perspective is always welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Mm-hmm. Let's go up to Mark. Mark from the SAC. Appreciate you listening to my friend. What say you?
Yeah, thanks. And I actually grew up far northern Wisconsin. I was actually just off of Superior. My dad worked at the oil refinery. He was an operating engineer. At the oil refinery there, that was his union. And I can't figure out Trump for the life of me. Why people would be fooled by this man? If you pay any attention at all, I mean, the guy is reprehensible. I mean, you hear reports now that there was a 13-year-old girl that alleges that he raped her, and that there was a 12-year-old along with her. That girl's just kind of been disappeared, apparently. And, you know, we know that Trump, you know, would have enough connections to make something like that happen. I mean, I hate to even think something like that, but, I mean, the man, he admitted, you know, grabbing women by their...
Yes.
By the kitty.
Yes.
I mean, he just comes right out and says it. And
right.
People, why are people willing to overlook this? The man attempted to bring down democracy itself. I mean, and it's clear to me that he should not be permitted on the ballot. I mean, that he instigated it and says provide aid and comfort to, it isn't to say participating in insurrection, but providing aid and comfort to those who did the insurrection. And his vow now to say, I'll pardon you if I get elected, well, that's giving comfort to those people that participated in that at the least. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you need to be convicted of anything. It just says if you participated in this, you're done,
mm-hmm.
unless, you know, the Congress says you can participate. And that for this whole fake electors thing, that it's clear from the 14th Amendment, it's a Section 2, that it's we the voters, were described in that as electors, but we are the ones that select the electors, not the legislature, not Robin Voss, not his corrupt cronies that did this thing. And, I mean, it's time for people to get off the stick and indict each and every person that was involved in that conspiracy across the entire country, and, you know, put them in, you know, line them up to get pelted with rotten vegetables as a punishment, if nothing else.
Mark, do you? I'm curious. I got to go to the next call, but before I let you go, your perspective, Mark. Do you agree with Jeff Timmer, our first guest, if the election were held today, that at least it's a real possibility that Trump could beat Biden in the Electoral College?
It could be, because people are willing to be befuddled by Satan himself. I mean, yeah. That if the popular, if the literature is true, I mean, Satan is charming. Satan is all sorts of, thinks you're all sorts of good things, but he cannot be trusted. And I think I trust Satan before I trust Donald Trump.
That's a strong comment. Always welcome. Always appreciate it. Mark from the Stack, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling. Have a great day. Another great listener, Wisco Paul. Appreciate you calling in, Wisco. What say you?
Yeah, great show today, I guess, Todd. Hey, I grew up in or around the Madison area. That's where I lived most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Both my parents were union members in and around the Madison area also. But I do have a brother that lives in northern Marquette County. And the people don't believe the media up there. You know,
yeah.
They're pro-Trump all the way. And you're not going to persuade them in not to be. That's just I don't know if it was right wing talk or radio up there all these years or what the deal is, but they just do not believe it. And yes, Trump could be reelected again, believe it or not. So that's my thoughts today. And
Wisco, I appreciate your call so much. About 40 seconds left here. Are you okay with voting for Biden, or are you frustrated by that?
I'm okay with Biden, but because he's done a lot of good things. But I wish somebody younger would run, but that's not going to happen. So.
Yeah, I'm with you.
My two cents.
I'm honestly excited to vote for Joe Biden because I think he's done a hell of a lot. And the problem is the Democrats don't talk about that enough. They don't talk about the accomplishments, and we've been lulled into normalcy. That's my opinion. appreciate you always, Wisco. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And talk to you again soon. Wisco Paul, if you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, about a minute left here. It's all yours.
I agree with all of the above. And I'm riding with Biden because I think he's got the most experience in all of the areas that we are suffering significant issues in. To include climate, to include working with others around the world that hated Trump and they'd meet him with the baby balloons, remember that?
Yep.
They're concerned that Trump will get in office again, you know, the authoritarian regime that we have had with him. And then the big concern I have is the dirty pool that, you know, went on in our state that still
yeah.
goes on every day. So thank you very much and great show.
Gene, you're fantastic. Gene, Eau Claire, appreciate you. Stay tuned. Luke Mathers on the other side. This is the Todd Ball Show.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The Vital Information Program is holding their last walk-in registration event at Lincoln Center in Stevens Point on Thursday, September 21st, from 1 to 3 p.m. Volunteers with the Aging and Disability Resource Center will assist you in completing a medical profile that contains your vital information. This profile can be kept on the refrigerator in your home so medical professionals can access it in the case of an emergency. The event is this week Thursday, September 21st, from 1 to 3. The next meeting for Nakusa Hometown Christmas, Riverside Lights, and Santa visits will be this Thursday, September 21st. If you want to find out how you can get involved, volunteers and businesses are encouraged to come. The meeting will take place at the Nakusa Community Center at 5. Volunteers are needed for this fun community event. That's Thursday, September 21st at 5 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 72. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for isolated storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 54. Mainly cloudy skies. Chance for isolated storms again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 82. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
It's going to be a little extended absence, so I'm going to be gone for a number of weeks, off on my honeymoon, but thrilled to be with you for this final Tuesday Tangents for
a little while. Now, are you excited about that? You and your lovely bride, nobody deserves this, by the way, more than you guys, because you work your rear end off, and we're happy for you. Are you excited now? Do you have things planned out, or are you just going to wing it?
There's a lot of planning that's gone in. There's still some final plans to be made. But it varies depending on... we're going to a number of different locations.
Number of different undisclosed locations. Yeah, all right.
Where in the world is Luke Mathers? So that's what we're going to play.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
We could do that.
You could play that.
Maybe for the next two or three Tuesdays, Mr. Zomers, we'll do Where in the World... is Luke Mathers, and we won't know, but we'll just guess. We'll have people call in to see, and then when you come back, we'll see if you were right.
There you go.
Yeah, and you know, we'll call him to have him feature on the show, and the phone will just keep ringing.
Pick it up. and as well you should.
No international dialing, that's for sure. I can tell you that.
Want to get your take on this, Luke, because our first hour, we had Jeff Timmer, former executive director of the Michigan Republican Party, now with the Lincoln Project, like myself, like Trevi Olson. He left the party predominantly in his case because of Trump. And he was saying in 2016, like me, at the beginning of that whole, like in 2015, both thinking this is great because there's no way that these stalwart Republicans like Mitch McConnell and other people are ever going to let this guy take over the party. And of course, boy, were we wrong. And Jeff said in the general election in 2016, he wrote in John Kasich, I enthusiastically voted for Hillary Clinton. And a lot of people in 2016, when I had my coffee shop here in a very liberal part of Madison, would come in and say, there's no way that Hillary's going to lose this. And those same people came in the day after the election, some with tears in their eyes, in shock. Jeff Timmer told us in hour one, and this is a guy that knows Michigan obviously very well in the Midwest and national politics. He feels if the election were held today between Biden and Trump, that Trump would win in the Electoral College. What say you?
I haven't been looking at the national stuff in the Electoral College.
Your gut, just your gut.
My gut tells me it would be close. It's going to be close 15 months from now, too, or how? What? Less than that, 14 less, months yeah. from now.
My gut tells me that he's right.
My gut tells me it would be close. I don't know, honestly. There's a lot of people not paying attention right now, and so I don't know if it's necessarily the most worthy thought exercise. Even
I think it is only because
at the end of the day, there's no election today.
True, but don't you think that like in 2016, I remember sweeping up my coffee shop at 9 o'clock at night and watching Don Lemon on CNN. And Trump basically had an infomercial three nights a week, 45 minutes uninterrupted of Don Lemon. And now we fast forward to 2023. Trump's going everywhere. He gets all this, the press. And other than civic media and a handful of other people, there's not a lot of pushback. And my fear is that people who would normally vote Democratic, it's the whole line, oh my gosh, Biden's too old. He doesn't excite me. And I'm feeling from progressive Democratic voters this discontent where they'll either just stay home or they'll vote third party because they're not excited about Joe Biden. And that's all that it's going to take to get another term of Donald Trump.
I think that there's a saying that goes around out there, worry about everything, panic about nothing. And so, yeah, I think you're right to be worried. I think we saw 4 years of what the former president was able to do with individuals like you pointed mm-hmm. out, Mitch McConnell, other Republicans that were, quote unquote, the adults in the room. Even when that was happening, we saw the pretty dire consequences of the first 4 years of a Trump administration. If there were to be another 4 years, it's concerning to me as somebody that pays attention to a lot of what happened from 2016 to 2020, that could be a possibility again. But at the same time, it's like there's no election right now. I don't quite, I guess, understand the lack of enthusiasm, because it's hard to engage or even gauge enthusiasm this far out. Like it is,
yes,
it is one of those things that, you know, you don't have, and I'm not going to say that ads are everything, mm-hmm. but the ads that are going to come around in the next 14 months as the political cycle starts picking up, it's not comparing apples to oranges, essentially. There's going to be a lot of information out there. There's going to be people tuning in. There's going to be a lot different circumstances 14 months from now. And so, yeah, you could go out and say in the prediction business, oh, if the election was held today, because I just want to say it was being held today, I'm concerned. That's people worrying I don't know if it actually does anything. I don't know if worrying about the rain this morning has any effect on me enjoying the afternoon today.
The rain's not going to take away my rights as a citizen of democracy.
I'm not saying there's not valid concerns, but guess what? There's no election for that right now. So yes, you can worry about it, but don't panic about it.
I don't think I'm panicked, but do you think I'm not
saying you are. I'm saying that's the saying, though, is worry about everything, panic about nothing, because it's saying that you should show concern for the problems that are out there, but you shouldn't be freaking out or panicking and not acting in common sense. The thing to do is have these conversations.
Right, exactly.
Is to talk about these things and say what is on the line 14 months from now and do everything that you can between now and then to express what the stakes are and what the circumstances are. And that's what we can do to affect 14 months from now.
I do agree, but I want to say that while a lot of people on the left are not paying attention right now because an election's not immediately impending, it appears that the right-wing anti-woke culture war hate machine never stops breeding like enthusiasm. And so that we're behind in that aspect.
They gin it up. If you'd like to join the call or the conversation, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you, along with our guest host this half hour, Luke Mathers. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Let's go down to this tangent for a second, as long as we're still in politics. Mitt Romney announced last week he's not going to run for re-election.
Somebody on my side, my talking points being echoed in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, absolutely. not running again. And he apparently has a forthcoming autobiography or a book coming out where part of that's been leaked out or given out. Mm-hmm. And I actually, I don't know where I heard this from. It was when I flew in at 12:30 this morning on Monday morning and listened to Civic Media and the replay
of Tuesday.
I'm still getting recombobulated. I need a little Dan Schaefer to recombobulate.
You flew into Madison, not Milwaukee, so you missed that area.
Exactly. I should fly out of Milwaukee. But anyway, I heard this on Tom Hartman, on the early morning Tom Hartman show. He was saying that Mitt Romney is said now, Mitt Romney on the record, he is spending $5,000 a day from his personal finances to protect his family because of the threats he has gotten from Republicans against him. That is absolutely disturbing to me. And now we're hearing that part of this whole thing with Kevin McCarthy moving forward with this ridiculousness of a Biden impeachment is because he too and his family are getting threats, violent threats against their person and their family. How do you think that we've had violence in America for a long time, but I don't recall a time when it is having an impact on elected officials like it is today.
Yeah, it's the fact that there has been some very fringe ideologies that have been fed and given nurture to in recent years is very concerning. And the fact that political violence is on the rise. I mean, the FBI every year now is coming out saying that domestic terrorism, and that's what I would categorize threats against public officials of any political persuasion, that's domestic violence. And domestic terrorism, excuse me. Those threats are on the rise, and I don't know how we solve it. It's not seemingly going anywhere. And until we have leaders that stand up, and as Mitt Romney tried to do, I believe voted for both impeachments, wanted to hold the former president accountable for his actions. Unfortunately, there was not a appetite to do that from Republican elected officials in the U.S. Senate at the time. Mitch McConnell could have whipped those votes.
But I'm going to interrupt you just for a second, Luke, because I think that's the point, is that what we're hearing kind of secondhand is that there was an appetite by more Republicans, but because they were literally scared for their safety, their physical safety, they didn't want to join McConnell or join Mitt Romney, pardon me. So is it that it's not an appetite or that they're so fearful of domestic terrorism that they can't even perform the job they want to do?
Yeah, there's no way to really tell at this point. I don't know. Not enough of those elected officials are going to come out on record, maybe, if it's going to be offhand in the Romney biography or autobiography, whatever this book is that's coming out. I think it's a very, it's a pinnacle time right now. I'm not going to say that there were, this is the most extreme, because I'm sure during Reconstruction, post immediately after the Civil War, there were death threats against black elected officials in the South, and there were efforts to try to roll back what was fought for in the Civil War. And so we've had more extreme. We have literally gone to war with our own brethren in this country before. And so it's not obviously the most polarized that we've ever been as a nation, but it is a pretty trying time right now. And to hear accounts, I mean, the fact that if you can't stand up for the impeachment at that time because of those threats, that would be pretty telling. But
I admire Mitt Romney for coming out and saying this.
Yeah, and I'll have to check out further information from that book. But I liked his comment saying it was time for the elderly officials to retire. That's what I was referencing when you brought up the Romney thing.
As he looks at me and says, "What are you going to leave?" 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the beautiful Twin Cities across the old Mississippi. Phil in Minneapolis listening to us. We appreciate it, Phil. What say you?
Hi. Well, I have a different slant on this whole thing. My political history goes back into the 60s, and my first contact that I had in 1980 or 81, the year is soft in my memory, I was driving through Vermont and listening on Vermont Public Radio telling about the new mayor of Burlington, Vermont, a guy named Bernie Sanders, and they had a big profile piece about him. Mm-hmm. And I, at the time, when I came home, I told my wife, I said, "Well, there's this really neat new mayor of Burlington, Vermont, who we should keep an eye on." And we have. And the when he ran as a Democratic candidate in 2016, you could tell by who was covered and why, mm-hmm. and what kind of coverage they got as to which candidate the media preferred. They would rather show an empty podium that Trump wasn't at yet to Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders delivering issues speeches at big meetings.
Phil, I totally agree with that.
They'd rather show an empty podium.
Right.
Well, it was kind of almost symbolic. The empty podium was a stand-in for the empty suit that Trump is in all this professional life, trying to make himself look different than he really is.
Phil, I agree with you. 30 seconds left. Very quickly, I also think that the Democratic Party messed up, because I think of internal politics, that party, they cheated Bernie out of that nomination. Agree or disagree?
When you're in control, you can work the refs. And,
it worked for Hillary and Bill and Hillary. They worked the room with those delegates in the Democratic Party. Back and forth after this, Luke and your calls. Don't go anywhere on the Todd Allbull Show on Civic Media.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Friday. It's the Big Ten opener on the road against Purdue. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Welcome back to the Todd Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're not watching the stream, that's where the real action is at. Luke schooling me on super delegates. In the Democratic Party.
I'm just saying that people change rules when they see it to benefit themselves. And the Republicans did a similar tactic when they said, hey, we don't want an outsider winning the nomination. So we're gonna create a winner-take-all system rather than appropriating it based off the vote share.
Well, we need to have a political scientist come in and address this.
I can actually be helpful in that regard sometimes.
Look at Mr. Oh, I have a political science degree from UV Madison. Todd didn't get in Madison, you know.
They barely let me in, man. I don't know how. I squeaked by, though.
What do you think about this whole Trump thing? As our first guest, Jeff Timmer, former executive director of the Michigan Republican Party, now with the Lincoln Project, saying that he thinks if the election were held today, that Trump would beat Biden in the Electoral College. Lukester says Todd is panicky. People who know me, I think you know me well enough after, what, almost 11 months.
About a year, yeah.
I don't think I'm panicky, but I can be somewhat dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah, just, again, not to say that it shouldn't be a concern or a worry, but you worry about everything, panic about nothing.
Let's go to the phones. Tom here in McFarland on WMDX in Madison. Tom from McFarland, what say you?
Okay, guys, thanks for taking my call. And, you know, I'm going to agree. I think that the panic button, we don't need to push that yet. We haven't even gotten the first vote of the primary cast yet. So let's just wait and see before we start panicking. But that brings us to my point as far as with the press. I think that the press should take full accountability for the fact that there is even Donald Trump in the race at all. Mm. It used to be back in the day that, like, if they had to settle like they did, say, 30 years ago before the fairness doctrine was, like, overruled, they would lose their license. There was a reason why news was considered news. And if an agency, an organization intentionally cast lies like the Fox News Network does, they would no longer be operating. Nowadays, we call such things free speech, and it's not free speech. If you're going to operate news, you're taking on a responsibility. You're no longer underneath the onus of free speech. You have an onus of responsibility to report the news. And I think we need to start getting back to that and start holding the media accountable for a lot of what's happening. Like domestic terrorism, that's not free speech. But according to Republicans, it is free speech.
Well, Tom,
I think we need to tighten that up. And if we did that, we would be in a lot different place.
I said earlier, Tom, I mean, I was in 2016. I was watching Don Lemon do a Trump infomercial three times a week for 45 minutes on CNN. And now, what do you think about this? CNN, NBC over the weekend, new host to Meet the Depressed, Kristen Welker, does a one-on-one interview with Trump, much like CNN did. And look, I mean, if he eventually becomes the nominee, you've got to put the Republican nominee on the air. But what do you think of NBC and CNN giving Trump all this time when he has 91 pending indictments against him?
I think it's terrible. I think that if you're going to have an interview with him for those 91 indictments, guess what we're talking about? Those 91 indictments. And we're not going to be just accepting that, well, just take my word for it. I did nothing wrong. This is a witch hunt. No, they should have come in there armed and loaded for bear and start calling him out on a lot of these falsehoods he's peddling. Now he's blaming Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. When these are all demonstrably proven, this is not true. Yet there's absolutely no pushback from the media. No, we need to go after him and just stop giving him the free airtime.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Tom. Always welcome, Tom McFarland. Appreciate being here. Luke Mathers, you're our executive producer here at Civic Media. If I came to you and said, through some sort of miracle, Donald Trump wants to do an exclusive interview with Civic Media, what would you say?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
You do it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you want to know what's not going to change the circumstances 14 months from now?
What?
Ignoring either of the major party candidates. If you truly want to get the word out about what the stakes are in next year's election, I think it's important to have conversations like we're doing right now, interview important individuals, and I think holding their feet to the fire on accountability to the public is very, very important. So yeah, I would say we would do that interview. I don't see how you're not platforming Donald Trump. Donald Trump has one of the largest platforms probably in the world that any individual could have. He's a former president of the United States. This isn't, I don't think the CNN, in retrospect, it was kind of a lot of knee-jerk reactionary of the CNN town hall. I did not get a chance to watch the Kristen Welker interview. I've heard a couple of the clips, but
Welker on NBC Meet the Press, at the end she said, if you want to fact check anything here, go to NBC or meetthepress.com.
That, I think, is irresponsible. I think, because you don't have to play out any of these interviews live either.
Right.
I think that is something that the town hall that CNN held could have been done differently. Mm-hmm. I think that we would try to do something like that at Civic Media, recording the interview and then being able to break down through analysis. Like, we know that the state of Wisconsin's 2020 election results were not stolen.
Correct.
It has been audited, recounted, litigated. There has been no widespread evidence of 2020. So if the first thing that the president, former president, would try to espouse would say that, oh, well, I won this beautiful state 3 years ago and it was stolen from me, you'd stop it right there, and then you'd go through an analysis of, no, here are the actual facts. Because unfortunately, as Tom pointed out, the media has just given credence to some of the talking points, or at least what the individuals, conservative individuals, wanted to get out around the 20. People are saying, Todd, that the election was stolen. See, you know what? When a major media outlet in the state picks up the allegations and puts them in their headlines and talks about them and runs with them like they're newsworthy, sooner or later you're going to have people saying, yeah, well, people are saying the election's stolen because they're seeing it everywhere. And so there is some accountability there. But taking a step back, the former president of the United States, whoever's running for the office of the president, it's a newsworthy thing. And so, yeah, if for whatever reason you line up a Donald Trump interview, we will produce it here on Civic Media.
I would welcome any other Republican to be on this show. We'll give them an opportunity to have the mic. We'll have a pointed interview. I would not allow Donald Trump on the show simply because he is convicted, not criminally, but civilly, of raping E.G. Carol, and also because he led an insurrection against this country, and I have no time for an insurrectionist who led the charge on this show.
Over the next 14 months, there's going to be a lot of those headlines, too.
That's fine, but in my personal opinion, I don't want
understand that. From a network perspective, I'm just telling you.
That's why we're here.
Putting me on the spot. That would be my stance on it. And we would happily have that discussion behind the scenes here at Civic Media. And maybe there would be other stakeholders that say no. But my initial reaction to that question would be, let's see what we can do to put out a good interview and hold the former president accountable.
Always appreciate honesty. Always appreciate being here. Have a great vacation, Lukester. We'll see you in a couple of weeks or
so. I'll be back on town call tomorrow at 12:15.
We'll be back tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. Matt Flynn's next.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.